with Don Calvert, City of Elyria. What's your role with the City of Elyria? Do they have?
Thank you. Well, good morning. First of all, thanks for having me out here on this beautiful morning. My role with the city is I'm Assistant Safety Service Director, and I oversee economic development work as well as business services. So anything that really touches a business is my business. Whether that be trash pickup to helping finance incentives or anything in between.
Are you the person that gets called by a citizen who's not real happy?
Unfortunately, I think we all get touched with those calls sometimes. So, yes, I do get those calls, but we have an amazing staff that filters most of those calls on the front end.
We have a lot of things going on in the city. Certainly on the construction front, lots of roads under construction, other projects yet to come. What's sort of high on your list?
So high on my list is a couple of key priority areas that we have at the city that when I joined with Mayor Whitfield in 2020, we identified. And those are Midway Mall, which, you know, has been in the news quite a bit. The commissioners through the Port Authority now have ownership of that. So that was a major hurdle to get one owner for that property, and we're looking forward to redeveloping that in partnership with them. Downtown is huge, so that's where everybody always wants to know what can we do to help support downtown. So we've created some new programs to help incentivize rehabilitating the buildings down there that a lot of them are in desperate need of that before people can move into them. And then also working with Mr. Flanagan, who's developing the esports arena and building a brand new apartment complex.
We talk about how we are in the historic block building, but I guess technically...
Historic Elyria block
technically,
building.
Technically, it's the Elyria block
building. It
says
it on the front of the building.
Yeah, there are other block buildings in town as well. It must be a challenge, though, I would think, for some developers who look at those buildings and think, you know, is it better to sort of get in there and almost gut it, let's say, and take it from there, or rebuild completely? I would think that would be a challenge and a tough decision.
It is a huge challenge and a very difficult decision to make. There is a lot of factors that go into deciding whether to rehabilitate those buildings. One of the big challenges we have is just the size of our market. So, you know, it costs the same amount to rehab a building in downtown Elyria as it does in downtown Cleveland, but you can command more rent just based on the population that comes and visits in the city of Cleveland versus the city of Elyria. So we really do have to be creative on how to help incentivize those, you know, those rehabs. So we have been able to, with the esports and multifamily housing, tap into a lot of state and federal resources in addition to local resources to help that project happen. Because for exactly that reason, you can't command the same rent, but the cost of rehab is the same.
One of the programs you've launched, I would say fairly recently, was a grant program. And I'm not sure if it's for homeowners or business owners, but they can tap in, get grants for exterior spruce-ups.
Yes, so we have the Spruce Up Elyria program that is strictly for housing. So that is for... certain residents, you have to be, it's financed through the American Rescue Plan Act. So there are certain stipulations on income levels and geography on who's eligible. But that has been wildly successful and people are very excited about it. So it's a $5,000 grant, no match, to do exterior improvements to your home. And that was really spearheaded by Councilman Oswald and the mayor. And I think it's been a fantastic program so far. We've sent out over 200 applications. We have 60 grants in process right now. And we're looking for ways to sustain this beyond the ARPA funds.
Well, we are in the month of May, and coming up on the 20th is Lorain County Beautiful Day, with former Lorain County Pride Day, about getting out in all the communities around the county, taking some time to do, you know, common areas or maybe just people at homeowners as well. So we're in that season right now where people are getting out and getting their yards and their businesses in shape for the summer months.
Yeah, absolutely. So we timed it so that program would come out in the spring season so people can enjoy their homes, spruce them up, enjoy time outside with their family and friends, and really contribute to that, what we call Ely life.
Right. Well, Craig and I were happy to see they turned on the fountain on Ely Square. The mayor keeps telling us, you know, the official day is Memorial Day, like around the parade day after that. But I looked out and, oh, there's this water here. And I thought, well, here they're just testing it. Then Craig's early in the morning and goes, there were lights on it as well, too.
So one morning, well, I think it was okay. This week or last. So, but otherwise, no. I check it every morning
okay.
now.
It's still, though, a sign that the spring is here.
It's
people
here.
Are coming out to Ely Square and. Yep. Pretty soon the third Thursday events are coming up.
Yeah, so
right?
Third Thursday starts in June. We right now it already began our Thursday afternoon concert series as well as food trucks. So every Thursday we'll have that through the summer, and then starting at 4 p.m. we'll have the third Thursdays every third Thursday of the month.
You know, we've got to crack our window open because we can actually hear the music
right.
in our office if
well,
we open the window.
Well, sometimes we have to, we play a little game, try to identify the song based on the bass music and some of the drums that we can hear. And then we work our way down onto the square to see all the people that come in. And it's just a chance for different folks of the community to come together, spend a nice afternoon, even for the business district down there.
Absolutely.
Too.
We have a beautiful square, and it's, you know, a lot of communities would be very envious of having that space in the middle of their downtown. So we want to make sure we're taking full advantage of it, and it's a really good time.
We're talking with Dawn Calvert from the city of Elyria. And Dawn, I know one thing you've been involved in is a survey for what exactly? Sort of like a master plan, or how would you describe it?
Yes, so we are, to the best of our research, it has been almost 50 or 60 years since the city has done a comprehensive land use plan. So that helps us take a look at the future of the community and say, what are the needs? What are the desires of the residents? What do they want to see? And one of the vehicles to make that happen is zoning. So what we have done is we've hired a consultant to do a comprehensive land use plan for the whole entire community, which includes a lot of territory that was not in the city of Elyria the last time we looked at that. So we've acquired through annexation or joint economic development districts. So it allows us to take a look into the future, say what do the residents want their community to look like. And that's the first phase that's we're going through right now. So that is the survey. You'll see we'll have a presence at a lot of events this summer to get additional feedback. And then the second part of that is tweaking our zoning. So we'll take a look at what the community has said that they want to see, and we'll make sure our zoning aligns with that. So that's the in-depth legal nerdy way to help make the plan happen. But we do have a survey open. It's at ourelyria.com. It's only going to be open for a little bit yet. So everybody, whether they live, work, or visit Elyria, is welcome to take that survey, and then we'll use that and that feedback that we collect there to help develop the plan moving forward.
I would think, too, that residents have to realize, or maybe they do, that these kinds of changes don't happen overnight. This is long-term.
Yes, these are long-term changes. The process itself is a long-term process. It takes several months, a year or more, to get all that input and then make the zoning changes that reflect what the community wants to see. And then, of course, it takes a while to see the fruits of that, those zoning changes and the plan come together. But the good news is it gives us a very actionable list of things that we can do at the city, their staff, to prioritize projects and help assist getting funding to make it happen.
And then a case like this, it's a real opportunity for residents to say what they want. You know, sometimes, you know, everybody has an opinion. Do they voice it? But here's a chance where they may do so.
Absolutely. And we welcome it. We want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly. We want to collect all the information we can so that we're best serving the residents of the city of Elyria.
Right. It's, instead of just sort of griping or complaining or saying something to this, now they to their neighbor, now they get to somebody who maybe can do something about it and realize other people are thinking the same thing and moving forward in the same direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there is a lot of momentum in the city right now, whether that be through our downtown program, some of our industrial, you know, work that we're doing. People don't realize the industrial market is really tight. We don't have a lot of space available. It's really leased out. So there's opportunities there to develop further. And then you think about downtown and Chestnut Commons and just what we're doing to help try to improve the quality of life for Elyria residents. There's a lot to be excited about.
I always amaze at people who say, well, how come we don't have this here? How come we don't have this here? And some of these things show up, and then they say, why do we have so much traffic here as well? So, you know, it's a good thing that you have these, you know, retail establishments or businesses that are bringing people in, but that also, you know, you always have to balance the two of those, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we do, you know, unfortunately, orange barrels typically mean progress. Yeah. But so, we all hate to be slowed down by progress.
But I think the theory here with the orange barrels, they now make them skinnier. Have you seen this? It's not as visible. They're skinny orange barrels that they have on there.
They used to be big
and heavy.
Cleveland
Street is now pylons up and down there for that. And they changed, just as a note, they changed the traffic pattern the other. Every day it's a new traffic pattern. So just when you think you can use your skills at driving, they've changed it down. But that's because they're doing so much work getting it done as quickly as they can.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's not particularly sexy, but people don't like it when their infrastructure doesn't work. So we have to make sure we can get the sewer services, the water services, even the roads. I know they're torn up right now, but, you know, we got to make sure that we continue to invest in that.
You have to sort of be conscious, though, of the businesses that are impacted, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there have been a number of businesses impacted, and we just, you know, we do our best to create some signage to make sure that, you know, you can get there. And that they're still open, and we do want to make sure everybody knows that they're still open for business, and they could really use our visits.
Well, anybody in Elyria can call the folks in North Ridgeville on Center Ridge and ask them how they dealt with it for that decade worth of working on roads. But you know, everybody has to get through it, and if you really need to get to a place, you can find your way. Just allow some space, take your time, and use your turn signal.
Yes,
for people.
Absolutely. You know, please use your turn signals.
Letting people to get through and. Best way to get through, but obviously it's all for the better because then things will run more smoothly, no pun intended, once everything gets completed. Don, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks for sharing us here out in the Ely Stadium where they got the Special Olympics getting underway. As well, I know the nice weather like this, we hope for that coming up in the days and months ahead, and especially for Memorial Day, the parade that Elyria is so proud to put on. Coming down here on Middle Avenue, saw all those hero banners up there as well, so that's kind of another way to be proud of what's going on in the city these
days. Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much for having me today.